More great shows at pride48.com.
Tickety-boo.
Now you see I have a checklist for the end of the show.
Yes.
So I need to stop the recording on the audio.
Yes.
Do that.
Yes.
Then I need to stop the recording of the video on Zoom.
Yes.
Recording stopped.
Then I need to stop the recording of the video on the video mixer.
Yeah.
Then I need to stop streaming video. So you, anybody on YouTube, we're going now. You can join us in Discord. Bye-bye. And we're off of that.
Oh, wow.
And
look at you with the checklist.
And stream.
I definitely think you should... If you haven't played around with OpenClaw, play around with OpenClaw.
I'm going to.
It's cool. It's fun.
My brain didn't. What's your email address?
djbrew67@gmail.com.
Okay. I've added you, I think. Oh, it may have logged me. Let's see if it worked or not.
So Mel says that new libraries are always fun to visit and see what things are out there. Do you know what I am looking forward to? It's not a library. It's not technically a library. It's a presidential center, but the Obama Center that's opening in June. I think it's opening on Juneteenth.
Oh, it says you need to accept forwards.
Okay.
Can you go in and look and see if you got an email or something?
Gonna go right now to my Gmail. If you approve this request, please click the following link. I'm clicking success. I have accepted the forward invite and will now receive forward email.
Oops.
This is captivating. Whoops.
Well, I'm trying to, you can keep talking.
Oh, can I?
Yeah, you can talk. You had some. Well, one thing that I wanted to do is there's a new voice model for ChatGPT.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be better.
Yeah.
So I put a link to so that we could test it out.
Okay.
You may now need to try one more time.
I may now need to try.
You may have gotten one more email.
I haven't yet. Let's see. Is there a spam folder? Yes, but that's not you. Trash folder. Kennedy Space Center. No, there's not another. I approved.
Well, can you try going?
A new email has just come in just this moment. 0 minutes ago, I have now success. You have accepted the forward invite and will now receive forward emails.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do, I know this is exciting. Tony, this is how you troubleshoot things. Just take note here.
Tony in Illinois won't care about this because Tony in Illinois is not listening live. And remember, I truncate silence on the audio files, so long pauses on the after show go away. It's the people listening live. It's the Gary. It's the Auntie Scott's not listening. And it's Lamont Cranston, who's probably asleep, but he's still here in spirit.
Has he said anything all night?
Oh, Auntie Scott is too listening, he says.
Okay, so now the question is, you should get an email that says this is a test.
Okay. And you saw how long it took for me to get the other email, so... I haven't even gotten it yet.
So I did get it at 10:53.
It came from Adam Burns.
No, it's being forwarded from contact@mixminuspodcast.com.
I got an email from Adam Burns that says from adamburns.uk@gmail.com that says this is a test of the Emergency Broadcast Network.
Oh yeah. It may not tell you it was forwarded from contact. So, yes. Yep. So now it's working.
Oh, Lamont Cranston is also awake. And welcome back, Lamont. That's right. Oh, fuck. Lamont, I am so sorry. I forgot that you asked a question in the earlier in chat, and I said, yes, absolutely, we'll talk about that on the show. And then I completely fucking forgot. Lamont Cranston would like to know, Adam. I'm getting there. Where is it? He wanted to know about our tipping and gratuity habits on the cruise of a lifetime. Where is it? I'm scrolling back up. There it is. I'm curious about how you and Adam approach tipping your cabin attendant and your restaurant server on the cruises of a lifetime.
Oh, I suck. If I remember, I try to give some amount of money per day to the room attendant. I do not generally add anything extra for anyone else because we don't use the same. So the thing about the dinner crew is we don't eat at the same time every night. And so we will have different staff. If you have the same server every night, then you can get an envelope and you can give them a little extra tip as well. But keep in mind that your tip is on your bill already. So anything you tip is extra. I treat it as extra. If someone went really, really far out of their way and you know, did a really good job, or if I had the same server the whole week, I might give them something. You know, if I feel like the housekeeping person did a good job, then I might give them a little something, but it's
he might
few
be,
and far between.
He might be not talking about, because that's if you do the prepaid tip option. Like, you don't have to do
they add it. No. Well, some cruise lines just add it. Like Royal Caribbean adds it. You don't have an option.
No.
So
but yeah, if there's a tip package, which I don't think I've been on a cruise ship that didn't have that tip package already on there. And then occasionally if a bartender was really good, I would, you know, and I'd had several drinks, I would add a tip to the drink, even though it was, I had a drink package. So the tips were, when I get on a cruise ship, man, it's like they hide everything behind just this card. You have no concept of money or of things, right? You're just signing things. It's just like, yeah, sure.
And so we're going to try this. So, we're just trying out the demo of the new voice model. How are you doing?
Speedy is not talking. I see.
Why is it not saying anything?
Oh, excuse me. So, Lamont Cranston, I don't add anything to the tip package except maybe for the room steward if they've been like nice or whatever during the week. I wish I didn't have to tip my waiter the last couple of cruises because they were not the same waiters every night and they weren't that good. Did we even have a good waiter on Holland America?
I don't think we did. I don't think we ate in the same place enough. Yeah. So that's the thing. See, when the wait staff, if you do the type of dining where you always have the same seating, then you typically have the same servers. And the reason they do that is so they learn what drink you like.
Yeah.
So they can just bring that drink to the table, you know, that sort of stuff.
Right.
But Mark and I like to be very flexible. And so we do not do that kind of dining.
Yeah.
We pick my time dining, which means you can go whenever you want and they just sit you at some random table. And so you get a random server and those people are getting a portion of my gratuities. And so I don't feel the need to give them extra. But if I did do the other one where I had the same server the whole time and I got to see how they were performing, I might give them extra if I thought they did a really good job, just like I do for the housekeeper or the maid or whatever you call it.
I remember it used to be a whole thing. Like it used to be like they didn't have those kind of packages. You just did, you had to like, and they did a whole production on the final night where the maitre d's would come around and they would be like wanting their envelope, and you had to give an envelope to all your different crew people and whatnot. And they don't,
I've never, that sounds like what they used to do on the Love Boat, yeah, or something.
That's what I'm saying. Mean, it was old. Not, it was a long time ago.
I've not been cruising for that long, so I've never experienced that. But
my first cruise was a carnival cruise to Mexico that I went on with a boyfriend on. It was like a 3-day.
You guys can do that if you live in Florida, because you can get really cheap cruises.
Yeah.
But if you don't live close to an ocean,
yeah,
then you can't, because then the flight and the hotel becomes an added expense. So like college students are not going on cruises typically, yeah, unless they're wealthy or they live in Florida.
I mean, cruise ships leave from other places other than Florida.
Well, Galveston.
California.
Somewhere in California, San Diego, LA, maybe.
Orange County. Isn't Orange County on the coast? I think Orange County's on the coast. Yeah. I was just looking at that this week. Why was I looking for Orange County on a map? Oh, because it was New York Times had this map of gas prices. And I was like, is it LA County that goes down to the coast? And then Orange is inland from that. Lamont Cranston, who has been typing this particular sentence for a really long time, for the last 30 minutes. We gave our cabin steward, he's typing with one hand, the cabin steward, €20 per day. So it was €180. He did need to take care of 3 beds and gave us a bucket of ice each day. We tipped the waiter €10 per day and the assistant got 5. This is on Royal, so we also had the $18.50 added for each of us. Okay, so on top of... Now, yeah. I don't know what a euro means. €20 per day was €180.
Probably it's about $1.50 or $1.60 per euro.
So is €180 $200?
To dollars. $212.28.
Okay, so... $200 you gave to your cabin steward, €10 a day, which would be €90, and the assistant got 5. This is like a fucking math problem that I'm just like, yeah, I feel like
you're probably fine.
Here's the thing. You probably tipped them way better than I did, and they probably like you way more than they like me.
If I thought a bartender was cute, I might give them a little something. Yeah. There was one, I think on one of the cruises we went on, there was a bartender that always came over to us.
Yes.
Because we were gay.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
And I don't even think he was gay, probably.
You would have to ask Mark, because remember, they started talking in Tagalog together.
And we tipped him, both of us.
Yes. We did.
Because we're dirty old men.
He always had our table saved for us for that cutthroat trivia thing. Cause there was only like one fucking trivia game on the, he was on Holland. Yeah. This was Holland.
Yeah. He was on Holland America, because that's the one that Mark went on was Holland. Yeah, exactly. The one that I went on by myself with you and Zach was Alaska, Royal. And that was Royal Caribbean. Yeah.
I have to get back to the Trello over here, coming soon. In a theater.
You have to find your way back to the Trello?
Finding my way back to meander. The Trello.
He's going to excuse him, everyone, while he meanders back over to the Trello. And I couldn't get the demo to work.
What is this demo?
It's just supposed to be a better voice. It's supposed to be more responsive, and it will wait for you. If you tell it, okay, I'm going to talk for a while. I don't want you to respond until I tell you to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw this. I saw this demo, yeah.
But I couldn't get it to talk. I was talking to it and it wasn't saying anything back. So maybe my browser doesn't see my microphone or something.
I think I saw, it was in today's Matt Wolf video. They played that demo.
Probably,
where there's like, he's like talking to his voicing. He goes like, hold on a second. Don't say anything until I tell you that, that we're back in the demo. And then he had a whole conversation with other people. And then he turned around and he went like, oh, so from that conversation that you were just listening to there, what were the points, you know, and everything, you know,
yeah,
and whatever. It was kind of cool. but yeah,
it'll also do simultaneous translation.
Yeah.
So like if you're speaking English and you say, I want you to translate this into French, it'll do it automatically.
Yeah. And it waits for triggers, which makes for more natural sounding translation. So when you're translating, like when I took ASL, in college and they were talking about, you know, when you're translating, it's not a word to word thing, right? Because sign language has a different syntax than English. So you have to wait until you understand the meaning of the sentence before you can start to sign the sentence. So you have to be back. You know what I'm saying? You have to be behind what the person is saying, but enough so that you can accurately portray what they're saying, but at the same time, not so far that it's, you know, useless, that it's not near enough to the
correct thing
that happened. So this translation does that. So it'll trigger off of like when it has enough meaning, it'll start the translation over the top of what the other person is saying. So it's closer to like having a, you know, an interpreter there with
That's
you.
Interesting that it's able to listen and talk at the same time.
You do know that it's a computer and those aren't the same processes, right?
Well, like you do know. but if I'm talking and it's talking, it's hearing all of that garbled together, right?
No, it's not. It's mixed so, minus out.
I guess not. I guess that's right. Anyway, it just seems like a lot to do. But yeah, so that's all the demo was that. But I couldn't, it didn't hear my microphone, so screw it.
Well, screw you, demo. So I have been at work. I have been, a friend of mine at work sent me a message the other day. Is like, are you sure you got transferred to a different department? Cause like my org chart still shows me as being in like two departments ago. I still have like the wrong title. I still have the wrong person that I report to and stuff like that. And, you know, every new manager that they bounce me around to, you know, is like, oh yeah, we'll fix that. We'll get that fixed or whatever. And this last place that I ended up, so I ended up in the business apps department, and it took them forever to get me invited to like their weekly meetings and stuff. And so then, they had this really big push this last week for me to get processes that I was working on hosted up in cloud systems.
Yeah, you said that last week,
yeah.
I think.
But it's like the push that they're doing on it is kind of like going, oh, okay, you just, you know, I see what you're doing. You want to get rid of me and you know, and that's fine. I don't care. I'll do it and whatever. But then like today, just out of nowhere at like 2:30, I get like a message from another director or whatever, who's like, hey, I'm putting together this AI Tiger team and I want you to to join that team. I've already cleared it with your boss and his boss, and they, you know, that you're cleared to do this full time.
Oh, well, that's good news.
And do you want to do that? And it was like, hell yeah, let's do that. And it's just like, now here we are yet again in another place.
Well, no, but I mean, at least, well, but now they're not trying to get rid of you because there's a director that wants you, at least as long as he's around. And it's AI, which you're really interested in. So it could turn out to be something really good. I mean, you need to look on the bright side.
Oh, I'm not, this isn't a dark side thing. It's just more of a case of like, they really need to make a decision of what they want to do with me here, because...
Well, you don't know that anyone was going to fire you. That was all in your head. They may not be thinking any of those things that you were... They may just be like, we're not sure what to do with this person. His boss got fired.
I feel like the point is they knew that they were going to move me, and that's why there was a push to get my stuff off my computers, because they knew that they were. But so instead of bringing that up to me or whatever, they're like, you know, just leaving it out there. It's just kind of like, you know, like, hey, move this stuff. So now I'm like, and it's like, it's fine. I had a lovely meeting with the guy today, and the other person that's involved in this is also from an older department of mine, so I know the people involved, and we chatted, and I understand what they're doing, and all that stuff. So it's great, because the last place that I was at, this last department I was at, it's like the guy was super nice, the manager guy was super nice. But I never had a clue as to what he was asking for. Like, he was one of those, you'd have a conversation with him and you'd walk away from it going, was there something I was supposed to, was that like, did he ask me to do something, or
this is the most recent team that you were moved to?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And I'm just like, did he even ask? Cause like, wait, am I supposed to, is this a test? Am I supposed to like figure out what he wanted me to do? Right. He's like, he called the meeting. So it's like,
what was it like? Well, you know, this and this need to be done by somebody.
It was just like, I'd really like to see this. And so we're going to get you involved in some of these other meetings and whatnot. And, it was all just left up to like, oh, and then he was going to.
I mean, if I had questions, I would just email him after and say, hey, I just wanted to take initiative. Did you want me to follow up on any of those action items?
Well, I didn't. I didn't do that. And so it was just one of those, and it's fine. Like I said, I'm fine either way. I would like to keep working. And I think I am of value, but if they don't want me, I know that I can find something somewhere else. Because at this point in time, and this guy, I guess, correctly did assess that today, which is like, there are not a lot of people that know a lot about this, and you are one of those people. So
yeah,
that's why we want you, is because you know a lot about this. But when we go around the company and ask, like, who would you ask about this? They go, oh, Daniel would know that. And it's like, see, that's so, right. So it's one of those, like, okay, we recognize that there is a lot of arcane things to know or whatever, and it's hard to keep up with, and we understand that there's value in that. So, okay. So yeah, we'll try. So now it's on me to essentially, like, prove them right. Right. So, cause it's this tiger team thing, which is, for the rest of the fiscal year, and then we'll evaluate or whatever, but this is all trying to get the company to adopt AI at the speed at which the owners of the company want it to be done.
Yeah.
So it's, I get the whole picture. I understand where we're going, what we're doing, all that fun stuff. Because just all along the way, there are so many dumb roadblocks that just, like, the very worst ideas you have about business, right? Like the bureaucracy and the stupid ceremonies that you have to do at some time, or the games, the politics that you have to play, and these things like that. When you think about like the worst things about employment, that kind of feeds through. What are we talking about, by the way? I've completely lost my mind.
You're talking about your new team and the processes and the bureaucracy that's involved. And
So I was just going to bitch about the fact that it's like, there are so many little things that I have been beating the drum about that.
Hopefully you can change now.
I'm trying. We're just like, every time I run up to I run up to these people, and they just go, no, we would want to do it in some other way, some other more complicated, more expensive way. And I'm like, this is just that whole thing where this is why these cloud services are so popular, right? Is because, oh, well, then it's not my fault if something goes wrong. Like, in other words, I don't have to put my neck out there and go like, yeah, let's put in some machines here that we own and let's throw some free software on it and let's do some stuff. Right. Because that's something that if it goes wrong, that's my fault, right? That's my, if there's problems with maintaining those things, or if there's some kind of outage or whatever that I have to compensate for, oh my God, what am I? Or I can just go to this other route where they take care of, that's no longer my problem, right? That's their
problem. There's some CYA going on?
I think it's just the way that people think. And it's like, when you think about like something super simple, like code bases, right? Like, these coding agents, any of them, like Claude Code, Codex, Open Code, the Deep Sequence, any of them, work really, really well with Git. Like, they kind of expect Git to be involved. They're very, that's kind of how they version things, right? They'll exploit logs and stuff in Git in order to keep track of where they're at as they do agentic work. So they're kind of heavily invested in the Git ecosystem when left to their own devices. Now, if you don't use Git, if you use something else, you can tell it to use something else and it will use something else instead of Git. But all of the, we don't have any place in our company like to host Git repositories, other than our production CI/CD release engineering department, that, you know, they will provision a repository that is going to tie into a whole CI/CD pipeline kind of a thing. And you're trying to tell people, like, this will never be deployed. I just want a code repository, because as people in other departments vibe code things, they get 95% of what they want. But then they turn to me and they go, hey, can you make the last 5% work? If they have a repository, right? Then I'm just, just check in your code and I'll grab it and then I'll make a change. And then in other words, it's a super easy way for us to share the code and to work on it, right? And as more and more people start vibe coding things and more people start doing these things, they're going to want to collaborate with actual programmers to help them to get to a final 1 or 2% of things. And if we don't have that infrastructure, then people are just going to go all over the place and it's going to be, you know, bedlam. And it's super easy. Let's just throw in a Linux server on our VPN that has a Git, a server on it, that also has a database server on it, that also has a place for people to host software, you know, self-hosted software. And that way, you know, we have, we are controlling it instead of people going out into the internet and doing it.
And so I can see why security might not like some of the things you're suggesting. Just like, oh, let's just stand up a box over in the corner and let's just, no process at all, just whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on our VPN.
I can see why
it's on our VPN.
Well, it is. That's
so
true.
There's no outside internet can never get to it. So it's inside our VPN, behind our firewalls, behind, you know, our threat.
So you're running all the models guard and everything internally? There are things that are
We can still do the API with the things that we've approved to do the APIs with. Like, we can still do the OpenAI, you know, API calls. We can still do all that. I'm just talking about, you are in, let's say that you're in one department and you've vibe coded this little solution that you've been tinkering with. And it's like, you know what? There's this one piece that I can't make work on it. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no problem. Just check it into the central repository and send me a link. And then I'll pull it down. I'll help, you know, fix it, you know, whatever. And then I'll push it back up. And then, you know, Bob's your uncle. That kind of thing, right? So this isn't a case of,
So why is it a problem to have a repository, like a project stood up for that in your central one that already exists?
Because the central one is geared towards release of our commercial stuff. We are also a software company and we produce. So there's an entire pipeline set up around our Git system
Yeah.
That is for
production. But they can't set up a project that doesn't use all that.
They could, but it's not what they do. And then it becomes one of those things that every time they tweak permissions, it gets, you know, blocked or locked or whatever because of it's not part of their normal structure, right? Like there's been times that people's metrics will stop working and we trace it back to the fact that someone removed the admin access from my account, which the API key for that metrics thing was based off of, right? And it's just kind of like, why did you take the admin? Well, because you're not in IT, so you know it was a red flag. It's like you could have emailed, you could have asked. It's like,
yeah.
So it's just like, but it's just stupid things like that that you can't account for.
So you guys don't use service accounts for that sort of thing?
For to get? No.
For, well, you said because there was some access issue with your account. And
yeah.
if we had an application that needed access to something else, some other resource,
yeah,
we would use a service account. And so it would be, it's like a fake account.
Yeah, no, I know what a service account is. This is more of a case of the just bearer tokens, right? It's just the bearer tokens are tied to my account and they, because I own the process. So it's, I need the admin privilege. It, you know, that was all cleared and everything. It's just my complaint with it is the fact that they're doing it without even asking. It's like, right. It just seems weird that you would take somebody's name off of an admin list without saying something.
Yeah.
Right.
I know they do that. I know we had requirements that they had to review users' credentials every quarter or something.
Yep.
And remove any access that you didn't need.
And that would be great. However, all I'm saying is they should probably also contact and go, hey, we're about to remove access to these things because it's expired or because you're no longer in that. But whatever their reasoning is, and then say, like, if this is not correct, let us know, right?
Yeah, usually my boss would email me and say, hey, do you need to be a part of these groups?
Exactly.
If so, why?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Or do you need to be, you know, whatever
the case exactly. may be. And I get that. This is, you know, this is just willy-nilly kind of a thing. I don't know. It's...
Well,
people are so hopefully. People don't know what they think and they don't know what they want to do. So they're just unpredictable at this point. Does that make sense? It's like,
yeah,
there are people that are either embracing this and are going down one particular path. And there's other people that have other strategies that make them just very unpredictable because you don't know what their strategy is.
There are games going, are games afoot.
Yeah. And it's a very complicated period, which I'm from one sense I'm glad that I'm near the end of my career because
I was gonna say maybe I'm missing some of the worst of it.
Yeah,
and when I start applying for jobs next year, hopefully all this will have been figured out,
right? Yeah,
there'll be AI roles that have well-defined is what you need to be able to do, skill sets, et cetera.
Well, you know, now that the government is going to approve AI, that'll be great.
So, they're approving AI? I don't believe I heard this.
No, the dipshit this week said that he wanted to, sign an order that basically said that he would have to approve new AI models. It's just like, you're such, because you know what the fuck you're doing. I've been playing around with DeepSeek. Did I tell you that last week?
I don't know if you did.
I was playing around with DeepSeek. Their new model tested pretty high on the software engineering one. And I was just like, oh, let me just try that. So I've been playing around with that and OpenCode. And it's been writing some pretty good stuff for, you know.
Is DeepSeek... Perplexity? Who is DeepSeek?
No, it's Chinese. It's a Chinese model.
Oh, okay.
It's DeepSeek. I mean, it's just...
So you downloaded the model. You're running it locally.
No. I have an account with it. It's a frontier model.
Oh, okay.
But their API cost is pennies compared to Codex, right? So it's... it's one of those, you know, it chugs along for, you know, a couple hour session. And I look down and it's like my spend is like 40 cents, right? So it's like, you know, that's pretty sweet. So they have some open weight models that you can download and run. And I haven't tried that yet. I haven't tried doing coding off of a local model, primarily because my Linux box only has an 8 gig NVIDIA card. Like the 12 gig NVIDIA card I have is on my other machine, like my development machine. And, they're all so fucking expensive now. Like you can't you know, my NVIDIA card is a 4070. No, a 4090. It's like they're now like $800. Like, you know, which is what I paid for this one new, you know, 4 years ago. It's like video cards are just insane right now, what they're charging for video.
I'm looking to see. I've got what's that under in Device Manager?
You can just right click on your system, you know, right click on your Windows, icon in, you know, like your taskbar icon.
Yeah.
And just go to system, just right click and go up to go to system. And it should tell you your graphics card, your storage, your graphics card, your installed RAM and your processor. It's the system.
32 gigabyte of RAM, AMD Ryzen 9. Graphics card has 12 gigabytes of RAM. It's a NVIDIA 3080 Ti.
Okay. So mine's an NVIDIA 4070 Super. So 4070, okay. It's got 12 gigs also. Yeah. And I have 64 gigs of RAM and I have my i9, 4 terabytes of storage. Yay for me. Which I do think I'm going to
buy another computer.
No, I think I'm going to dual boot this machine. I think I'm going to put Linux on it and try using Linux as my daily driver for a while, but I'm going to keep the Windows partition so I could just reboot back into the Windows, you know, to the existing one, because there'll be something.
Yeah, it seems like the Mac and Linux operating systems are more up to date with the AI stuff than Windows.
Yeah, exactly. Because the new Ubuntu 26 just came out. And
although if you're using WSL, you are technically in Linux.
Yeah. No, I'm still running Ubuntu 24. The new Ubuntu 26, I haven't installed anywhere yet. That's the one that I'm curious about. That's the one that has the AI hooks and stuff. People are praising.
Well, the only thing I'm playing with right now, I mean, I use ChatGPT all the time, but the only thing I'm playing with right now is just OpenClaw. So I want to get OpenClaw installed maybe next week and see what that's all about. So
yeah,
that's the newest thing other than just the classes that I'm taking. And I am doing Harvard CS50 just because I enjoy their lectures.
Okay.
I think he's a good teacher.
Okay.
Most of it is stuff that I already know, but it does refresh my memory. Yeah. So, yep. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. So, yeah. I don't know. It seems like I will be employed at least until the end of the fiscal year, which is...
Well, yay.
What is that, October? Is that the...
Oh, I don't know what your fiscal year is, because the company that I used to work for... It was through the end of January because it was retail. I don't know what yours is.
No, I think it's ours is October. I think October 31st is the end of our fiscal year. And then...
Well, it could go really well and you could be a big player. You could be a big boy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Make all the decisions.
That's me. Look at me.
They could implement all your ideas and...
All of them. Every single
one
of them.
You'll be Rodan co-pilot by the end of all this.
Rodan J. Co-pilot. He's dealing with a lot of this stuff, too, because he's dealing with the IT department now. So, there was a couple of other things that I wanted to talk about. Did we talk about last week tonight? Or did
I don't think so.
So
maybe we might have. But anyway, you'll have to tell me because I can't.
Last week had their episode was about ChatGPT or it was about chat bots. I think we did talk about it. I think we briefly talked about it. The fact that it was most of the ones that they were having a problem with were smaller LLMs or smaller chat companies that were specifically.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah. You did talk about that last week.
Yeah, okay. We already talked about that and everything. Adam, you know what? I've had a very uneventful week.
Yeah, me as well.
So there's not a lot for me to, I'm like thinking back about this week. God, this week was just
a blur.
It was.
No, nothing happened this week.
Nothing happened this week. I ran. I hurt myself.
I fell. I tried to do a pull
you
up.
Fell,
and,
you hurt
and
yourself.
I almost killed myself.
That's crazy.
We talked about that on the show, but yeah, I'm glad to be alive, to be honest.
You have a co-host that likes to pretend like I restrict you from saying things on this show or on the show. He doesn't listen to this show. He listens to the podcast. So he doesn't listen to this show.
You know what we could start doing? Cause I know what you're feeling right now. Yeah. You're feeling like, oh, we're not putting out enough content for the level 13 recording.
Yeah.
But what we could start doing is putting the beginning and the end.
Could.
We used to do that.
We could.
And so then we wouldn't feel as a blot, you know, like we have, because we spend a good 15, 20, sometimes 30 minutes before we start recording.
Yeah, but
all you'd have to do is start Craig. Well, not this time, but for a future.
Yeah.
You could start Craig, snip out the show, butt it together with a little audio effect.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it's the after show.
Right.
And then he's getting both. I say, Tony is the only level 13 person.
That's true. And Brian.
Or he's the only one that we care about. One of the two.
Brian is level 13.
But Tony is the only one that complains.
That's true.
If he doesn't get an episode.
That's true. When we were a day late this week, I was shocked.
About Tony.
Shocked, I tell you, that there wasn't a phone call from Tony complaining.
But I'm telling you, like, by this time, I'm getting old. By this time, my brain is shutting down. So that's why I can't think of too much to say.
All right, it's fine then. Then I think it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
M-I-C.
See you real soon. K-E-Y.
Why? Because I like you?
Because we like you.
We like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Well, one more time before we end. Happy birthday, Auntie Scott.
Happy birthday, Auntie Scott.
I hope you got a piece of cake and all that good stuff.
And then it wasn't some cartoonish shape. A proper cake. All right. Good night, chat room.
Good night.
We'll see you next week.
Other people.